With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know what it'll translate to, but Van Jefferson had a very good camp for the Rams.
Did he?
Yes.
All right, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually talking totally 100% in the weeds sports. John, I'll be listening at 11 o'clock. Can't wait.
I have the Bills defense and Zach Moss.
I know. Yeah, I don't listen. I think it's a little bit of a little Bills heavy. If I were you, they I don't know if you know this. They haven't won anything lately, it's a little bit heavy on the Bills. Do you have any Raiders?
No, I always avoid the Raiders.
Yeah, that's it's like I do with the Bills. All right, we got to take a break. We got to come back talk to Chris Harrington. Thanks, John. See you.
Bye, man.
Chris Harrington coming up next. We'll talk NBA with him. It's Jeff Cockenshaw, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said, "No." With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I liked the desk clerk's response, "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins, and joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that also offers America's best-selling face masks. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today. Many people say they don't like face covers because it's hard to wear all day. How are the Boomer Natural masks different?
I don't know too many people who really enjoy wearing a mask right now, so we understand that. But if you need to wear a mask, don't you want something that you can feel comfortable in? And even when your child goes to school or they're out and about, these are so breathable, and we've done some lab testing to prove that. And the feedback we hear from our customers who've tried so many other masks over the last few months say they have finally found a mask that they can breathe in and wear all day and really not even have to think about. So we're excited at Boomer Naturals to offer to your listeners something that is highly protective but also has nano silver to kill those drops and particles.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information and to order, go to boomernaturals.com or just stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals nano silver masks and gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Today, your McDonald's order could be more than an order. It could be the first meal you've enjoyed back inside your favorite Mickey D's. It could be a quick bite after getting a fresh cut from a real barber. Or it could be your way of getting back to feeling like yourself again. Whatever this order is, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Enjoy some of your morning favorites, like a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal, dining rooms, or starting to reopen in certain communities.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
The Tennessee Cash jackpot just keeps getting bigger. With a jackpot now up to $1,075,000, you could be tonight's big winner. Tennessee Cash tickets are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God, the roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet, and we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
My favorite calls of the year.
Morant into the front court. Oh. Behind the back dribble. Drops for Jackson. Oh! A left-handed hammer.
I mean, that play was incredible. Not just for just kind of, how it all came about, but just his patience.
The home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Say, dig, baby, I got bugs to whisper in your ear. I got about 200 pounds of good love. Dig. I got some love I wanna give, baby. Got me about a pound, girl. And when you get the sex kind of love, it's going to knock you down, girl. It's a deal. Got some love I can't control. Baby. It's like a hot.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Pounds and Hundreds, one of my favorite sort of under-the-radar Otis Redding singles. The Big O, born on this day in 1941.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question about one of your recent tweets before we get into hoops. You were, let me just see if I have this here. Here it is. Memphis.
waiting for your order outside the gas station taco truck. When a car rolls by, a woman lowers the window and asks, "Are you saved with Jesus?" The only answer, regardless of your spiritual situation, is yes, ma'am. This happened?
That's a real thing that happened. I'm actually going to use that tweet in my column tomorrow as one of my space filler secondary items. But yes, that's an actual, it's an actual moment. It was not a scene from a Charles Portis novel or a Jim Jarmusch movie or whatever. It was me standing in the Exxon parking lot at Summer and White Station waiting for my tacos. And a car rolls by and slows down, and a woman, middle-aged woman, black woman, rolls down the window, holds up her Bible, and says, "Are you saved with Jesus?" To which I nodded and said, "Yes, ma'am." And then she rolled her window back up and kept driving.
Did you think of you think that's the correct answer, whether you're saved with Jesus or not?
I think that is the only correct answer in that particular situation, both for the sake of respect to the person asking you and for the sake of trying to avoid further conversation.
Right. Like if you weren't saved with Jesus, and I don't want to delve into whether you're saved with Jesus or not, but if someone was a agnostic and not particularly saved with Jesus, how about a cheerful wave and a no thanks?
Yeah. I don't see that.
There's no benefit of that. Yeah.
I've never seen the point in belligerent, in sort of forceful, anything, honestly, whether you're agnostic or atheist or Christian or whatever, like let's all just get along in this world, basically.
Well, she must have been pleased that you were saved with Jesus. She did at that point. She drove off.
And she rolled her window up and kept driving. Get what about her day?
While I have you on the topic of taco trucks, where's the taco? There's a taco truck at Summer and. I don't think it's the one you're referring to. There's one that
there are many taco trucks along Summer, as I may be writing about soon.
So, I was told there's one. I'm totally botching this because I didn't. There's one. It has a sister truck in Midtown now, like on Cooper, and I don't know. Do you know that? You know the taco truck I'm referring to? And I'm told it's tremendous.
They also have one on South Perkins. They have three trucks.
Okay, and where's the one on Summer? Summer and.
It used to be in the AutoZone parking lot, and they have recently moved across the street and down. It's now in a sort of a fenced-in lot all its own across from Kroger. And so it's it's close to Perkins. I think it's west of Perkins. So somewhere between like Highland and Perkins in that area.
And do you know the name? And where it's on the one on South Perkins, where's that one? Because that one's pretty close to where I am right now then, right?
Yeah, that's probably closer to you. I don't know exactly where it is. Okay. It's somewhere in South Florida.
Do you know the name of that taco truck, and is it great? Uh-huh.
Taco, I'm going to mispronounce maybe. Taco Enganas, and yes, it's very good.
Do you have a favorite taco truck?
Again, this is something I'm actually working on right now that I'm going to be writing about soon.
All right, I'll save it then.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think the food at a taco truck is better or worse or qualitatively different than at a Mexican restaurant? In other words, is there a giant difference in what you're getting, or is it just one has a table and chairs and one is served out of a truck?
Oh, I mean, it just depends on the truck and it depends on the restaurant. Right. There's no inherent better
That's
or worse in that situation. My experience is that from a taco standpoint, the taco truck taco in terms of range of quality is every bit as good as the restaurant taco, if not better. Yeah.
If not better. Interesting. Okay, well, we'll look for that when it comes. All right, onward to the NBA. We'll start with Milwaukee. It, as expected, eliminated. As expected, people are already putting Giannis really in Miami. Seems to be where they're putting him more than anywhere else. Here's the problem. Milwaukee doesn't have they had Bobby Marks on the show that precedes this one, and they asked for a to-do list. There's nothing to be done. Like they're up against it already. They don't have much flexibility.
The move, and I am like the 20th person to say this, not the first by far, but the obvious move right now for like all parties involved is Chris Paul going to Milwaukee.
And how does that happen? Financially, because he's owed $41 million next year.
Yeah, you can make a deal. That's not a problem. The problem is if you're Milwaukee, now you're on the hook not for just for the $41 million next season, but for the $44 million the next year, which would be the year Giannis could walk, and you could be paying Chris Paul $44 million and not have Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the problem. If you want to make a trade, you can make a trade. If Eric Bledsoe, obviously, is the centerpiece, because both for money and right. positional match. And then they've got essentially an expiring contract for George Hill and essentially an expiring contract for Ersan Ilyasova. And, like, that's basically – and then you could put around the edges of it. So that's basically a deal that could happen.
And Oklahoma City does this, obviously, partly to get out from under the 41 and 44.
Well, the signal – the reason this has popped up even more is not just from the Milwaukee side. It's from the Oklahoma City side, because they parted ways with Billy Donovan, their coach, last night. And based on their reporting – the signal is that it was a mutual parting of ways because Oklahoma City is going to move forward on a rebuild.
Yeah, they don't want to win, and Billy Donovan doesn't want to be there for a rebuild. The thing is, are they going to be moving forward on a rebuild? Are they going to be – of course, the nice thing is that with the if you're Oklahoma City and you're rebuilding – the lottery odds are so flat now that you don't have to be the worst team in the league. You just got to be in the mix to get a high pick. And so you move Chris Paul literally just to get that quality off of your roster. And because he did yeoman work with you this year, you've got 13 first round picks over the next 7 years, plus three swaps, first round swaps over the next 7 years. Are there other possible destinations for Chris Paul that you have seen? I mean, obviously that contract was once deemed toxic, now not necessarily so, because he proved his value.
I haven't really thought about it. Obviously, it has to be a team that's in a win-now situation and that has some level of desperation. And like Milwaukee is like right. Milwaukee is that. I mean, you could imagine some like. I haven't sort of tried to do the math on it, but you could imagine some scenario where Philadelphia. I mean, that's a team in a desperate situation that needs to win now, and they don't really have a point guard. And so you can imagine them trying to figure something out. The problem there is, like, you're not trading Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons to get Chris Paul. And so it's going to have to be some Tobias Harris-related thing. And is that really what Oklahoma City wants to do? Because he's got multiple years on the deal. And so like, that's a far-fetched scenario, but at least that's a team you would at least talk about. You know, if Miami doesn't – if Milwaukee's not trading Giannis – like, is there a chance that Miami would be interested in Chris Paul? Probably not, because they want to keep their powder dry for the summer after. They don't want to want that money. And so I think the range of potential trade destinations for Chris Paul is pretty narrow. But Milwaukee is like, you know, there are lights all around, flashing lights all around Milwaukee as a place where that might make sense.
And how would you see that fitting?
Oh, I think, again, with Milwaukee, to me, it's the risk level. So the downside, there are lots of downsides. But one downside to Milwaukee is you make the trade, and you have Chris Paul and Giannis both next season, and then Giannis just leaves anyway. It's agency, and now you have Chris Paul for $45 million and no Giannis. So that's like your worst-case scenario. Even if that doesn't happen, you're in a situation where, like, you have Chris Paul and Giannis together for a couple of years, and then, like, Chris Paul is aging, and so then what do you do? It's like there's no real path forward. It's a short-term move without a long-term window. Like, it's a win now, but it doesn't really help you, like, stay competitive, you know, long-term.
No, but so if you've the key, obviously, you're doing this to get Giannis to sign. And so it almost doesn't matter it matters from a competitive aspect, but if you got him to sign the Supermax because Chris Paul is there – if you don't have a long
time. If that's the case, then yeah. If trading for Chris Paul gets Giannis to sign the long-term extension, then you just do it. I'm saying if he doesn't, if he carries it into free agency, I think it's still something you might consider doing because, like, you know, just try to win a title and then see what happens. It's not like, you know, if Giannis leaves, you're going to be in a rebuild situation anyway.
And that's the thing. Who the hell cares? I don't. If that's the worst, you're going to have no Giannis and Chris Paul. Really, who the hell cares?
But only for 1 year.
Once you have no Giannis, it kind of doesn't matter for a while anyway. You know, at that point.
I think Milwaukee should. If I was Milwaukee, I would do that, and I would go into next season with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Paul, Chris Middleton. Like, those three players are sort of my core. Is that the best core ever? No. Is that going to guarantee you a title? No. Does that give you a better chance to win a title than what you have right now? Yes. And so I would probably be willing to do that.
And would you have Budenholzer be the coach?
That's the other question, right? So that, to me, they're not trading Giannis. And Giannis came out and basically said, and obviously things can go differently behind the scenes, but his public comments, I think, were pretty strong about not asking for a trade or not wanting to be traded. So I'd be surprised if Giannis gets moved. If Giannis Antetokounmpo does not start next season as a Milwaukee Buck, I think he's going to be a Milwaukee Buck next season. Long term is a different question. So I think Giannis is not going anywhere this offseason. And so the questions for Milwaukee are, do you run it back? Do you make a coaching change? Or you just shake up your roster? And I feel like running it back is not really a good option given what just happened to them. And so I think they either going to shake up the roster in a major way, like the Chris Paul trade, or you do a coaching change. And I mean, Lionel Hyland's going to get fired, but he got let go after a 57-win season, right? I mean, we've seen stuff like this happen. But for a guy, you know, to have two Coach of the Year awards and just finish second, I don't know. I think they might, but I doubt it. I think the roster shakeup is probably the first option on the table.
It's funny. The obvious, I guess if I'm Giannis, you just don't sign the Supermax, because you saw with Kevin Durant, you can blow out your Achilles and still get paid. So
at his age, yes, he can. Yeah, he can.
And so it doesn't really matter. And you wait for the Supermax locks you up for 5 years. And as much as I would like to see him sign in Milwaukee, it just doesn't make sense for him to sign this year. And I feel bad for the Milwaukee fans who are going to have to go through all next year wondering what happens. But the problem is there's Miami out there, and they'll be able to take him in just literally straight up. They have structured, partly because of the help of the Grizzlies with Deion Waiters, they've structured their salary cap situation such that they should be able to just take on Giannis, and then you've got him, and he's going to be, if he's surrounded by, you know, Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson, and that's a hell of a group to put around Giannis. It's exactly what you were talking about if he is Shaq, or a very different kind of Shaq. It's exactly what you need around Giannis. I mean, it is a perfect situation, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's perfect, but it's good.
It's pretty good.
That's a good situation. I think Toronto can create a good situation for him. And so there's a reason why those two teams are sort of being talked about as sort of the best suitors, because there's a cleaner path to get him there than there is, say, for a Golden State or a Dallas or some of the other teams that have been talked about.
Billy Donovan obviously leaving Oklahoma City because they're going to rebuild. He wants to go win. What do you think of Billy Donovan? And, he could end up anywhere. Philly, New Orleans, Indiana, Chicago. Like, there's a lot of spots where he could go win. Obviously, the places that are most apt to, you know, Philly and New Orleans both seem like places where winning should be in order.
It's sort of interesting how the opinion seems to have shifted on Billy Donovan. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was like the disappointing,
yep,
like the guy who came from college and hadn't really adapted that well and was underperforming. And now he's, you know, I don't know where he finished in the Coach of the Year race, but he was certainly, you know, on the list somewhere behind Nick Nurse. The Thunder are, I think the Thunder are actually the team, if you just look strictly at preseason over or under projections, I think the Thunder may be the team that overachieved the most this season, actually. And so I think, you know, his reputation is certainly on the upswing. I don't know that he has – I don't know if he's like Nick Nurse or Eric Spoelstra or Rick Carlisle. I mean, I don't think he's considered that sort of lock good coach, period, regardless of the circumstances. I don't know if he's quite at that level in the NBA. I suspect he's probably considered more of that at the college level still. But I do think he's someone who will coach next season somewhere if he wants to.
It's totally. I mean, it's a perfect example of expectations. He was deemed a disappointment, and maybe he's gotten better as a coach. I don't know enough about – I haven't watched enough games to know. But he was deemed a disappointment when he had a super talented roster that he didn't win at the highest level with. And then he's deemed a – and then he reclaims his reputation when he has a roster that's not admired and he overachieves with it. Like, it's why it's the typical coach that wins a Coach of the Year award. You don't respect the coaches that win at the high level with a lot of talent as much as you do the coaches that overachieve. Lakers win last night. Lakers win last night And Rondo was part of the story. Obviously, LeBron, 17th year, 35 years old. Like, it's unbelievable what he is still able to do. But Rondo was a huge part of the story last night. What do you make of Rondo as a player? Do you like Rajon Rondo as a player? He's obviously very gifted and is obviously, you know, kind of a prickly personality. He has played himself off a whole bunch of teams.
You know, he's obviously past his prime. He was a great player in Boston in his prime, particularly a great playoff player. I think he's a guy who varies night to night, and last night was a good night. And so, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of his game, but I do think, I mean, he was the starting point guard on that team for a reason. And right. So when they lost him, like, they were going down the depth chart. The thing with that Lakers team is they need LeBron and Davis to both be great or both be very good, to both be themselves, which right. they were last night. And then they need someone else, another player or two to step up. And that doesn't need to be the same player every night. Like, that can really vary. Last night it was Rondo and it was, you know, Kyle Kuzma was pretty good. And maybe, you know, maybe Danny Green finds the fountain of youth and he hits 4 or 5 threes one night. They need something else. That team is not very good other than LeBron and Anthony Davis. But they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, who are, you know, LeBron is one of the two or three best players in the world, one of the two or three best players ever. And Anthony Davis is a first-team All-NBA guy. And so, like, you got two of your five players on the floor, those two guys, like, you know, you're pretty elite, like, almost by itself. But the rest of that team is not very good. And so, like, Rondo had a good game last night. They need other players to step up. I don't have faith that Rondo is going to be doing that, like, every night. But he's certainly capable.
And then the Heat, certainly. Nice story for the Heat. I mean, we've obviously all the focus is on Milwaukee, but you look at the way the Heat have built that team, it's very impressive. You know, they have Bam Adebayo is, like, I think he was a late lottery pick. Tyler Herro obviously should have gone higher. Did you scout him? Like, was he a guy you paid attention to coming out of college?
I did. I like Tyler Herro. I remember, you have to trust me on this, but I remember telling, this was John Hollinger was still with the Grizzlies. I remember telling him before game, we were talking about college stuff. I remember telling him early in the college season, I thought Tyler Herro was the best pro prospect on that Kentucky team, which at the time it was PJ Washington and Keldon Johnson were the guys. But I watched that team a lot because they had multiple pro prospects.
Right.
And Tyler Herro, just, you could tell his size and shooting ability that he was a, whatever the numbers suggested, like he just looked like a big time shooter. Like he looks it in the same way that Klay Thompson, the first time you saw him play, he just looks the part, or Mike Miller looks the part. He just, his size and his form and, like, the whole thing, he looks like a shooter, and he is. So, yeah, I'm a big Tyler Herro fan.
And Duncan Robinson's non-drafted. Obviously, they're Miami, so they can get Jimmy Butler in a way that maybe everybody couldn't. But just really smart what they have done.
Well, that's the funny thing. That's why the Grizzlies hired David Fizdale, right? You know, because he was going to bring that Miami, you know, you find players out of nowhere and develop them, sort of, you know, magic with them, the same way that Mark Averone was going to bring the, you know, that D'Antoni, Steve Nash son's magic with him. And so, like that's one of the main reasons, like, the Grizzlies hired Fizdale, because of what Miami has done as an organizational culture.
Right. And it does seem like their organizational culture, it seems like a real thing. And I don't know how much it's, you know, Pat Riley, how much it's Spoelstra or but very clearly, like, it's a real thing. What kind of a chance, let's just presume that they, obviously Boston can now join them with another win over Toronto. If it's Boston, Miami, what kind of a chance do you give Miami in that
pretty
series?
A pretty decent one, really. I don't know if there's a big difference. I think Boston, you know, gets a little bit of an edge, but there's no home court advantage. There's no travel, right? And you look at that Heat team, they've got – I mean, the strength of Boston is they have all these athletic, multidimensional wings. But Miami's got Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala. They got plenty of guys to guard them, just like they've had guys to guard, you know, Chris Middleton and Giannis, right? So they're well-positioned defensively to deal with sort of that perimeter link. And I don't know that Boston has an answer for Bam Adebayo. I think Bam Adebayo could be sort of the difference maker potentially in that series for Miami. And so I don't know if I would pick Miami to win that series, But I don't think Boston would roll over in that series. I think that's a 6 or 7 game series. I think Miami would have a shot.
I'm not going to reevaluate the Grizzlies side of that trade based on this playoffs that Miami is having, one way or another.
There's nothing to do with that.
Right, it has nothing to do with it. Having said that, from the Miami side, looks like a hell of a trade, right? I mean, they're getting Jay Crowder, really more so than Iguodala, and then getting Deion Waiters' money off your cap. Like, that's a hell of a trade, and they have to sacrifice Justice Winslow. And if Justice Winslow becomes a star, maybe they'll look silly, but you don't believe he's going to become a star. And, again, from the Memphis perspective, it really just depends on what Justice – is he worth it? But from the Miami perspective – like already feels like quite the resounding win. Yes.
Oh yeah. No. I mean, because they got the short term benefit and they got, you know, the long term benefit in terms of getting Waiters and Johnson, James Johnson, off the books. And then, as my friend Matt Herdlicka has sort of pointed out, and I'm surprised more people haven't also, that Iguodala contract like doesn't look great in terms of his value. But it seems like they set that up as a potential trade fee. So now they'll have that Iguodala expiring to use as the sort of the salary ballast in a potential trade to take their next step, whether that's Giannis or whether that ends up being something else.
Thank you, Chris. We'll look forward to the Taco Report down the road. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. If you are in the market for blinds, shades, or shutters, call my friend Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds. The phone number is 901-753-5822. 901-753-5822. Nicest guy in the world. They have a mobile showroom, but they also now have at their factory, they now have a factory where they construct their own stuff. It is unique, honestly, among places that do this in the area. Mostly, if you are ordering plantation shutters, you're getting them from China. And you're getting a Chinese product, and you're getting a Chinese time frame. So it will take you weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to get them installed. At Affordable Blinds, you have American craftsmen, you have Memphis craftsmen, honestly, working on your blinds, your plantation shutters. And because of that, and because they're right here in Memphis, within 9 days can be installed. 9dayshutters.com. That's the number 9. 9dayshutters.com. Or give them a call at 753-5822. All right, we got a whole bunch of NFL news to discuss when we return. Among other things, it's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Wednesday. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with inner city rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free.
Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
These are the sounds of a dinner. But not just any dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. Because without food, it can't. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations to the COVID-19 Relief Fund are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Your help is needed now more than ever, and every dollar makes a difference. That's feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. On behalf of Feeding America and families nationwide, thank you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 Food Bank Strong.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Landers Nye II got the word that he is eligible to play for the University of Memphis. And his father is Landers Nye Sr.
Final four, baby. Final four.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Always on Alexa and Google. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Simple voice commands for the best sports station on the planet. 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, this music makes me want to go to Triumph Bank, really, as much as anything, doesn't it? Like, it's
prime time.
It's prime time. It makes you realize that Triumph Bank is invested in the community and making banking easy for you. My man Charles Fishman complained about this music. He said, I can't see what you guys are talking about underneath the music. And you understand, doesn't appreciate the urgency of the music. Same kind of urgency, by the way, that Triumph Bank uses when they're taking care of customers. They're not lollygagging around. I really do mean it. Like, I had no idea that banking could be different, but it is. It's just not some big-ass national bank that has your account and doesn't give a flip about you. And the name of the bank can change and everything else. No, at Triumph Bank, there is a personal level service that you will not find anywhere else. Triumph Bank is investing in the community and making banking easy for you. Now, I have a question, though. Aren't we doing... I thought so.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Big Facts, Big Facts is coming back. You have some NFL Big Facts for me?
Well, Jeff, let's start with what the news of last night was. The Denver Broncos' Von Miller injured a tendon in his ankle on the last play of practice today. He is expected to need surgery that is likely to end his season, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter.
I mean, that totally sucks, right? It totally sucks. Literally, here you get through the whole off season, and the guy has more sacks than anyone else since he came into the league. Like, he is hellacious coming off the end.
Yes.
He actually reminds me very much of my beloved Buffalo Bill Bruce Smith at his zenith. Just flies off the end. When he first came into the league, you couldn't believe how quick
he was.
Couldn't block. So tremendous player. But with all due respect, devastating for him personally. But if I'm a Denver fan, and I always, that's how I always look at this. Like, how... it's too bad.
It does suck losing your best player week one, or before week one.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting anything of this year, right? I just wasn't. And this year, for me, if Drew Lock got hurt, like, that would stink. Because all I need to do this year is figure out if Drew Lock is good. That's the whole point of this year.
Yes.
If he's good... And you lose a couple extra games because Von Miller isn't in the lineup. You get a higher pick. I mean, it's not the – I hate to say this. I understand it is psychologically a blow. But it's not like the Memphis Tigers losing James Wiseman or something where they really have everything.
No, it wasn't built for this year.
And I'm not trying to be cavalier about his injury because it sucks.
No.
But I just don't – I think if this is – the only better time to have this kind of injury is when you're aggressively out tanking.
Yes.
And they're obviously not doing that. Did you, by the way, watch, before we get to the next big fact, did you watch the end of Hard Knocks? It's over now,
I did
right?
not watch last night because there was too much sports on, but I will be watching.
How about
probably.
That? Listen to that. Listen mm-hmm. to that. Listen to the music to your ears.
I know.
There was too much sports
mm-hmm.
on. All right, what's next?
Jeff, new Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Leonard Fournette said that for the first time in his career, he now has a real quarterback.
I think that, well, it's rude to say.
A lot of shade at a lot of people.
Who have been his quarterbacks? He had Nick Foles as his quarterback. He had Gardner Minshew as his quarterback. Right?
Blake Bortles.
He had Blake Bortles as his quarterback.
I presume when he's saying career, I presume that he means his NFL career.
Yeah. So those are the three, right?
Correct. Bortles, Foles, Minshew are the three. Three that I'm nearly certain. There might have been a Chad Henne sighting in there. You can always pencil in one Chad Henne sighting for the Jags at some point in like every decade.
How many wins are you presuming they play a full schedule? How many wins are you down with for the Tampa Bay Bucs?
I think they're like 9-7, 10-6. I think, and then, yep, and the over-under is 9.5. So there you go. That feels about right. I think that they have stability in everything. The biggest problem that I still see with them is that offensive line is gross. It'll definitely be one of the worst offensive lines Brady's ever played behind. Now, Brady does have a tendency to make offensive lines look better because he gets rid of the ball so quickly, and he's always in command of an offense.
But it's also true that the way you stop Tom Brady is to just...
Well, and it's also true that Bill Belichick knows with Tom Brady, I had to protect him, so he always had really good offensive lines for Brady.
I hope they're good. I really do. Give me the 5 most interesting stories in the NFL this year. That's one of them, right? And
Brady,
the Patriots are the other.
Yes. Brady and Tampa's one.
Let me ask you, are the Chiefs interesting anymore? Or are they just not because we know what they look like?
I think they're always just interesting because anytime you have a high-octane offense, it's just always interesting.
Are they one of the 5 most interesting stories in the NFL? I don't think so. To me, the most interesting means the unanswered questions, right?
Sure.
I think everything's answered there. You might say Baltimore's still interesting. If you are one of those people who doesn't believe and still doesn't necessarily believe in Lamar,
sure.
I think they're interesting. Like whether he can win at a high level in the playoffs. Is that one of the most 3 interesting stories?
I think that's one. I'm still, now that Cleveland, I think, has probably a real head coach, I'm still a little more interested to see that and see if.
If this is finally.
Yes.
Is that just because you're Baker?
I just think in general, anytime you have like star power on a team, it's interesting because you have a ton of personalities that did not mesh well together last year. And oftentimes what we see in sports is the year that everything was predicted and it blows up, then the next year when there's lessened expectations, more importantly, your schedule's worse, they end up being the team that maybe perhaps you thought they were to begin with. I also think the Rams are super interesting because while they were somewhat disappointing last year, I feel like we talk about this team like they were like 6-10. They were 9-7 a missed field goal in Seattle, a bad loss in Pittsburgh. I mean, had they been, you know, they're basically a two or three plays away from perhaps even winning the West.
I'm going to rank them for you, just so you have the right answer.
Okay. Let me write this down.
Tampa, most interesting.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. You got Fournette, you got Gronk, you got Brady away from Belichick.
Bruce Arians.
You got Arians. You got, like, that's just a fun story, okay? Second most interesting is Belichick without Brady, yep. Cam, Patriots, etc. Okay? Then the other ones that clearly should be in your most interesting, Phillip Rivers and the Colts is... It's you don't have to like him. It's fascinating. They believe he is the answer to lift them. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if he is really, really good, they are a that to me.
Hold on, Jeff. Still waiting on that growth spurt to happen.
Is highly interesting. The Cowboys, Dak, all of that, how it's going to play out. I think I'll put that above Phillip Rivers. That's number three. Cowboys are the third most interesting story in the NFL. Just because they're the Cowboys, they always are. No. New coaching staff, like can
all
they
the talent
be?
In the world, all the weapons, in the world, everything.
All the weapons, and plus you've got the Dak thing. I think four is,
Is that Lamar and the Ravens?
Colts and Phillip Rivers. And
you're more interested in that than Lamar?
Well, I think Lamar's kind of, we know he's awesome. Yeah. To me, it's not that interesting. I mean, and then maybe Cleveland.
Yeah.
Other stories that I think are interesting, the Saints, like when is Drew Brees going to fall off a cliff,
yes.
right? I think that's interesting. The old, can the 49ers do it again? Like, I think that's interesting.
Were they a one-off? I also think Pittsburgh returning.
You're exactly right. With Roethlisberger's back is interesting. And honestly, like, I tend to downplay it because I talk about him too much anyway.
No, but the Bills are definitely
Josh Allen and the Bills, like, as a favorite now, are actually interesting. What's next?
Jeff, the Dallas Cowboys recently restructured the contracts of All-Pro left tackle Tyron Smith, as well as All-Pro right guard Zach Martin. According to CBS Sports, creating $17.5 million in cap space is designed to go after one player. It's Dak Prescott.
Well, that's not good. Well, I don't know how cap space relates to the money you're paid.
Correct.
Right? It's all a weird deal.
Cap, it's, yeah, salaries.
Well, they better be in position to go after Dak. We just went through Jacksonville, right? It is not easy to find a quarterback. It's just not.
Yes, completely agree with you.
If you have a credible quarterback that you can win with at a high level, I think you got to pay him. Next.
Jeff, it's one of my favorite stories of the year. I'm a sucker for these. According to Forbes, we got the 15 richest owners in the NFL. We got a rich guy list.
I'll be honest. When I look at this rich guy list.
Yeah.
They're not that rich.
No, and a lot of them, it seems like.
No, are they that rich, relatively speaking?
So the richest owner in the NFL is the 41st richest person in the United States of America. I think if you would have asked me to say, guess where the richest owner in the NFL ranks, I would have probably thought at least it would have been top 10.
Well, go through it a little bit. I'm going to look up the richest owners in the NBA.
Okay.
And I think they may be. Tell the people who the richest owners are
richest owner in the National Football League is David Tepper, the new owner of the Carolina Panthers. I think this one is interesting, Jeff, because quietly behind the scenes, he's spending a bunch of money and he's breaking a bunch of unwritten owner rules, and that you don't spend this kind of money on coaches, on everything. You don't spend like that. And he's upsetting the apple cart. So I love an agent of chaos. Number two, Jerry Jones at $8.6 billion. Tepper's worth 13, if I did not say that. Stan Kroenke, the Bond villain, is number three at $8.3 billion. Shahid Khan as the owner of the Jaguars at $7.8 billion. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, 7.2. Bobby Kraft at 6.6 million. Arthur Blank for the Falcons, 6.1 million. Terry, how do you say it, Jeff? Pegula?
Pegula, yeah.
Pegula, the owner of the Bills at 5.5. Stephen Biscotti, the owner of the Ravens at 4.6. And Janice McNair, the owner of the Texans at $3.9 billion.
All right, I have the NBA list in front of me. Off the top of your head, where do you think Robert Pera would fit in among the richest owners in the NFL? What number would he be? We have a list of the 15 richest owners. Where do you think Robert Pera would be? I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. I'll come back and I'll tell you where Robert Pera would be in the NFL richest owners when we return. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins, and joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that also offers America's best-selling face masks. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today. Many people say they don't like face covers because it's hard to wear all day. How are the Boomer Natural masks different?
I don't know too many people who really enjoy wearing a mask right now, so we understand that. But if you need to wear a mask, don't you want something that you can feel comfortable in? And even when your child goes to school or they're out and about, these are so breathable. And we've done some lab testing to prove that. And the feedback we hear from our customers who've tried so many other masks over the last few months say they have finally found a mask that they can breathe in and wear all day and really not even have to think about. So we're excited at Boomer Naturals to offer to your listeners something that is highly protective, but also has nano silver to kill those drops and particles.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information and to order, go to BoomerNaturals.com or just stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals Nano Silver Masks and Gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
This is Joe. Joe thinks he's seen it all.
I've seen it all. Golden crusted pork chop, seen it. Cat with a dog tattoo, seen it.
But when it comes to identity theft, Joe only monitors his credit and bank statements.
Psh, credit fraud, seen it.
He doesn't realize that with so much of his personal info out there, his identity could be at risk in ways he might never know about, like a new loan in his name or his personal info for sale on the dark web.
Whoa, didn't see that coming.
LifeLock helps detect and alerts you to a wide range of identity threats. If there's a problem, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock sees threats you could miss on your own.
Oh, now I see what you mean.
Right now, save up to 25% off your first year with promo code AWARE at LifeLock.com.
Did you just say 25% off with promo code AWARE?
I did.
Okay. Now I've seen everything.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs. I was talking to GP about this yesterday. There is suddenly a new demand for printers in the world because everyone who is teaching their kids at home, they got to be like printing out worksheets and stuff. Well, if you need a printer, and man, having a printer works, changes your life. Cooper Systems is the place to go. 360-9679, 360-9679. They can help you get a printer. You won't pay nearly as much as you would at a big box store. Your kids will get straight A's, succeed in life, and take care of you in your retirement. really makes all the sense in the world. Small price to pay to be taken care of in your retirement. That's what Lee and Lauren Cooper can do for you, as well as, listen, if you need a new laptop, they can get that too. New shipment just came in of all the brand names, Apple, Lenovo, Dell, everything else you could possibly want at Cooper Systems. 360-9679 is the phone number. Give them a call and see how they can help you, or visit them in the Mount Moriah office park. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Okay, so the question is, where does Robert Parra fit in? If it were the we have the list of the richest
Correct.
Owners in the NFL in front of us.
Yes.
Robert Parra, where would he, and we're going to have you guess. Have you been doing research?
No, I've not. I believe in the purity of the
where
game.
Where do you think he would fit in the richest NFL owners? He's actually, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so don't give me any hints.
Yeah.
I believe Robert Parra is worth $10 billion or somewhere between $9 and $10 billion. So I believe he would rank number two between David Tepper and Jerry Jones.
Well, see, that's an interesting question, because the list I have is too old. Because the list I have is from November 2019,
mm-hmm.
and ubiquity's gone crazy. So I think you might be right. This list, he's $7.1 billion. And on this particular list I have. And so that would put him sixth after Stephen Ross of the Dolphins and before Robert Kraft of the Patriots. But the truth is, he is richer than that. And so I think you may be right. The richest owner, period. And this is why I said it doesn't
Ballmer,
appear
right?
the NFL. Yeah. Steve Ballmer, at least according
What's
to
he,
this
like 45
year
billion?
Old list. In the year old list, Steve Ballmer was $51 billion. So, like, the richest owner.
Also friend of Bruce Ryan. So, we're friend of Ballmer.
Is he a friend of Bruce
yes.
Ryan's? Well, Ballmer has $51 billion. Tepper is the richest owner in the NFL, $13 billion. But there's the same drop between Ballmer with his $51 billion and the second richest owner in the NBA, which is Joseph Tsai of the Brooklyn Nets, $9.7
yeah.
billion. So it's Ballmer, like, is way ahead of everybody. Can I just say for the record?
So I've got the list.
It's insane how much these people money have, and I think it is crazy. It is crazy. It is crazy. And it's not the way it always was. It's just not. The richest people in America keep getting richer and richer and richer relative to the middle class in America. And what the weird thing is, the middle class in America doesn't seem to give a flip.
No.
It doesn't
really
weird to you? Like,
it doesn't
like,
particularly matter which political party's in
they
power. They just keep getting richer.
They don't really care that there has been a dramatic change in. There's always been rich people and middle class people and poor people, right?
Yes.
But the rich are much richer, have a much bigger share of wealth, and the middle class and poor are much poorer, relatively speaking. And we don't seem to give a flip. It's crazy to me.
I think also...
If you have $80 million,
yeah.
like, good for you. You have a good life. Like, you earned it, right?
Sure.
If you got $50 billion...
What about 69?
That's Ballmer now?
So Ballmer...
So what's the right number for Parra?
I was correct. He's worth 10 and a half. I thought he was worth 10. Steve Ballmer is the number one richest owner in sports at $69 million. David Tepper is number two. He's a hedge fund manager worth 13. Robert Parra, number three.
Number three in sports?
Correct.
Like, that's a good thing for the Grizzlies.
Yes.
Because it means he can afford to lose a little money.
Fingers crossed.
And it means he can afford, if you ever get to the position that the Bucks are in, where they have to decide to pay Malcolm Brogdon or the luxury tax.
Pay that luxury tax, baby.
If you're trying to compete for a title, I think Robert Parra might say, you know what? We'll pay the luxury tax. If we can win a title, when you're the second richest man,
Third in all of sports. He would be the number two owner in the NFL.
What's coming up next year on 92.9 FM?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Giannotto joins them at 11:25. Paul Feinbaum joins them at 12:25. Defensive coordinator for the University of Memphis, Mike McIntyre, joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3:25. Drew Hill hosting GP today. Jeff joins them at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Got to get out of here, but back tomorrow. Our work here is done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Make a splash this summer when you stay at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. Enjoy the sizzling table games and slots action before cooling off in the pool. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God, the roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sudeikis' place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.